The last thing we learned, Tana, that's 7 lines or 8 lines up in Yudaf of the days. Meis kaidim shemeis kaidim garum. My lichin has meis of akivrei abaisa. Yitziv yashav reseach leretz achuzasa. That if the reseach dies first and he's buried in the ear miklat, and then the kaidim garum dies, so we move the body out of the safe. We dig up the body in the place where it's buried, and we move it al eretz achuzasai ezi yeshiv sheberet achuzasai abayim yisekvulim. This is a makar for the heter of pinoy atzamais for reburying someone. Someone is buried in one place, to remove the body and to bury it someplace else, which really would seem to be an isser. Hospice, you're not allowed to take out a body and move it. Ramesh holds it's an isser beraisa. The time the body is out, it's not buried. It's a chiyuv beraisa that a body be buried. And this is a hetter to move it, to what we call kivrei avos. There is a certain amount of disagreement in the achrayim as to why you're allowed. You're allowed to do it because it's covered ames. That's the reason you're allowed to move a mace. The question is what the inyan of covered ames is with moving a body to the place where it's buried. There are two mahalchim. They could be they're both true. I don't know if they argue. One is that it's the rutzen of the nifter to be with the eitzel avaisa. What that means exactly, I don't know. Why doesn't the Shama care exactly if the body's buried with his parents, not with his parents? I don't know, but there's such a concept. And the second reason it's brought down is Sefer Chassidim is because it's a hanah to the nifter that it be visited, that the children visit. And I guess if it's buried, there's a family place, and then the children tend to go more often. What? The May 20th, yeah. So you go, if you go up every yard site, so you're there many times a year. You have a number of parents buried in the same place. Rav Meisha has a Peltic Tshuva. Rav Meisha, you're a day of the days, Tshuva Kaf Samach Beis. He said that the mace couldn't care less if you visited the cabin. There's no, Rav Meisha takes the opinion that there's no anah for the nifter, someone visits the kever. He says, "Einai hanol, leneis, and letzayr chachai." Meis's shaila is about somebody who's buried in Akron, Ohio, and all his children live in the New York area, and they asked if they could rebury him in New York, because in Akron, Ohio, how often they're going to go? Every once in a while, they're going to go. So they want to know if they can bury him here. So Ramesha names on that it's not a tzarech hanes, it's a tzarech hachai, and you don't rebury, you don't disinter a body, it's a tzarech hachai. Ramesha says that the mace doesn't really care if you visit. So this is a Ramesha's a raya, because the Shulchan Aruch accounts the reasons you're allowed to rebury a mace. It says you're allowed to move him to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to move him to Kever Avaisav. It doesn't say you're allowed to move him so the children can get have access. It doesn't say such a thing. So Ramesha holds that there's no such hanah. It says the Adarabba, Darizal, was makbid not to visit Kivrei Avos. He was makbid not to go to Beis HaKvaros. That's where Ramesha writes. So what? Why be supposed to give the gala this? The gala, you're asking why I have to bring out Tilkis Meis, out Tilkis Kayin Gala. It should be Pasha. Okay, one second, good. Anyway, there are Chavukei Deis on this Indian. I want to ask Rambam that Rashi and Chumash says, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says three reasons, right, that he didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. One is because of the makis that would be there, kinim, and one is that they shouldn't make him an avodah zarah, and one was when Mashiach comes, he shouldn't have to go through Gilgal Machaylis to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If there's such a thing as a milah to be buried in Kever Avos, why does the Rashi say that? Why did the Rashi say you want to be buried? You have a pretty chashuv of a father, a grandfather, Avraham and Yitzchak. You want to be buried with them. So why that attention? Why does Rashi say that reason? Why? Kibbutz Avos. That's where Avraham and Yitzchak were buried. What? No, I'm saying, assuming there is a mile of Kibbutz Avos. I'm missing cash. There's a mile of Kibbutz Avos. So why did the Rashi say that reason? But you're saying the Rashi gives reasons why he had to go to Eretz Yisrael. Once he was in Eretz Yisrael, where should they bury him? They didn't own karka, only in one place. Where else did they own karka? See, with the Emes, you're right. There's a mile to be buried in Kever Avos. It's just strange that Rashi doesn't give the reason. It's also strange that the 12 Shvatim that they brought up also were not buried, also were not buried. 12 Shvatim were buried, each one in his area. Like, it's more like the reason that the children should be able to come, more than the reason that Kever Avos. Yeah. I think what Tom said that he wouldn't have been a Triach Yosef for that reason. Just for that reason, he wouldn't have been a Triach. Well, why not give the real reason? Why are you giving me? Agav, I just want to tell you a tshuvin of some sefer. Mordechai ben Nev was one of the Gedolei Hadar, was ill. He traveled to be treated by doctors, I think to a city called Neustadt, and he died there. Died in Neustadt. At that time, in order to move a body from city to city, you had to get a license from the government. It didn't go so fast. So they buried him in Neustadt, in the city in which he would die. And when they buried him, they made it tonight, the Shas Kvura, that they're going to move him back to his hometown. If he was buried, it was a whole sichsuch, the Chevra Kadisha. Neustadt didn't want to let the body be moved away. I guess it was chashuv to have him buried there. So they asked some sefer. There's a tshuva in this some sefer. It's a very interesting tshuva. The tshuva says that there are a number of reasons why you're allowed to move a mace. I think he says there are four reasons of Shulchan Aruch. One is if he left the tzava, he wanted to be buried somewhere, allowed to move him to bury him. One is to move him to Kibrei Avos. One is if you bury him with a tanai. And one is to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Sefer says, okay, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, but he says all the other three reasons apply. What's the shaila? Then suddenly, in the last paragraph, you have the whole of the tshuva, three paragraphs long, in which he talks about the fact that the Sefer Kedisha has no right to stop him, etc. Last paragraph, it says, still, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I should go around to other rabbanim and ask them, and the three other coming, you ask him to me, then you should move the body. Very strange tshuva, because first he says it's pshita, and then he says this nekuda. There's a story, if the story is true or not, I don't know, but printed, whatever it's worth, that someone asked the Chassam Sofer about this tshuva, why was he mefaktik? So he said that he wrote this tshuva, and afterwards, that night he had a dream, and Rav Mordechai ben Nev came to him in a dream. He said that when they buried me in this Beis HaKadosh, they buried me next to a woman. And when I was young and she was young, we were respective shidduchim. They dated or they sat in, whatever they did. And she felt that I jilted her. She felt that I offended her. And the time.
the Rebbeinu Shel Omeid, I'm buried next to her, and therefore I'm able to be piled, whatever that means, I'm able to be piled Doyle Man next to her. So I don't want that they should move my body so fast. You should wait. Is there a time? I don't know, 30 days, 50 days. Let it wait a little bit till the body is moved. And that's why the disciple, although he said to move it, he made it schlep a little more. So I'm not telling you halacha and pinyan tavai. I'm just telling you. I think it was Rav Shor's line. Pani used to say over that the person fasts on the day you get married. You fast. What? That the person fasts the day he gets married should be a kapara to all the people he makes feel bad during the time he was dating. Some people have to fast longer. You marry a shchaidish, I got to choose some other way. But I say you should marry someone if you marry one of their feelings. But anyway, getting back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yashav Aretzach Aretzach Usasai. So, at least according to the way I'm explaining, the Chiddush is talking not a Chiddush in Hilchos Goel Adam. Because it's Pashut, when the Kayan dies, that you can move him. But the Chiddush is that you can rebury him. The Chiddush that you can move the body. Gemara Vayitah. Nigma Dina Vinasa Kayan Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Obviously, he didn't become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It became clear that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Very interesting. When a Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, one of the other says Mesa Kuhuna, Shadow the Kohen Gadol died. Yeah. The Kuhuna Gedayla died. Lame of Putti Rav Lazar Bishua Kamisliki. Then Hayyim in a Makar Vagabi was there, and then Yishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The Lazar Ben Kokka Bani Shukim, sue him. He's Ben Grusha all along. Ben Grusha in a Makshin. Mandam the Mesa Krib Yeshua. Yom Mesa Kuhuna, he still married the Kohen Gadol, and now he stopped. Mandam the Batla, Krib Liazar, and he was never a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara, I'm leaving the Rabbi Liazar, Kuhi, I'm up late, Ligi, keep Ligi, I'm leaving the Rabbi Yeshua. Look, we passed the Krib Yeshua. So they both hold like him. But this is their Mechlai. Mandam the Mesa Krib Yeshua. What it says, Mesa, Pasha, like Krib Yeshua, he still married the Kohen Gadol, and now he stops. Mandam the Batla, I can't make Yeshua Hassan Dixiv Barach Hashem Barach Hashem Chela Yopayel Yad Tirtz Afilu Chalolim Shabai Even the Chalolim Shabai HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept Aval Hachap Reb Yeshua Maida But by Galus Reb Yeshua is Maida that it's not Mesa it's the same kind of God as it was all along. The kasha is more just the kasha, it's an insight into the Mishnah. He said that why does Nisus Kohen Gadol tie to the Reitzayach? Because the Kohen Gadol should have davened. Somebody understands it means Kohen Gadol does the Avodah in Yom Kippur. He is the Mechaper of Chai Yisrael. He brings the Kabbalah of Rosh Chodesh. So that the Kapara Chatzai B'nai Yisrael. So for that, it was a lack of his chusim. That the Ritzayach was Nisak Legal. He says that's why we can understand. Why if a Kohen Gadol is appointed after Nigmar Dina? Let's say if somebody's a Ritzayach and there's a passing, he goes to Galus. There's no Kohen Gadol. And then the next day they appoint a Kohen Gadol. So why did he go out with the Nisak of that Kohen Gadol? Why not? What's the Svarah to that? Why does the Kohen Gadol have to be there to shot Gemara did? What's the logic to that? Because the Gemara says, Hayalai Lebakish Rachman, Shigma Dina and Slus, Ladikish. To Taina on the Kohen Gadol, he should have doubted that the Gemara did would be the Slus. So if he was a Kohen Gadol, Bishas Maisa, so there's a Taina on him, so his niece is Machatim. If he became Kohen Gadol after the Gemara did, now there's no tainah to him. He should have davened Yishas Nigmar Adin. No different than anybody else in Klal Yisrael. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol yet. So the name of it, there's no tefiyah to him. So it's very good that his niece is not Mechaber. In fact, often there is so. But Rabbi Yeshua, Lamaisa, the Avodah he did on Yom Kippur, was good. He became a Ben Gurion by Chalutza Leiva. This man is a Kohen Gadol for 10 years. And it was Nigma Dinai of this Ritzayah while he was Kohen Gadol. And later on, they find out that this Kohen Gadol is a Ben Gurion by Chalutza. So we say, his death doesn't help. Doesn't do anything. Why not? Lamaisa, all the Kohen of Yeshua, all the things he did in the last 10 years, they all count. The Abayim Yom Kippur is an Abayim. The Tfilas are Tfilas. Why shouldn't his Nisa make him go out? He wasn't a Kohen Gadol. The point isn't if he was a Ben Gurion or a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol. The point is he had a position to be Mechaper of Klal Yisrael. And if he had a position to be Mechaper of Klal Yisrael, then that should... his Nisa should be the reason that the Ritzayah goes out. Dr. Kasha, no? What? No, it was Nigma Dinai while he was a Kohen. Kohen Gadol. After the Nigma Din, then they found out he's Ben Gurion. That's the case. So it comes out at the Pesach, Mishat Pesach Din, he didn't know he's a Ben Gurion. Nobody knew. And why shouldn't he go out with his Nisa? That's the Bride Shver, with the Kasha. And so the Imre Binyamin brings from the Bar of Ram that even though everything he did was good, that does not apply to things he did to Torah's Kohen Gadol. If he did Avodah, which would be Kasha with a Kohen Hegyot, so then it's good. Whatever he needed the status of Kohen Gadol for, that taka is not a mechaper. So take it or leave it. The Gemara doesn't say that. It doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't say that. So maybe it'll answer the kasha a little bit. The kasha is better than the teretz. And, I got it. Nigmar Dinai. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shtei Tiyais Ta Yayav Baisishon. Yayav made two mistakes at that time. Who was Yayav? Good guy or bad guy? Huh? David's general. Good guy. Yayav is one of my, if I could say, is one of my favorite personalities in Tanakh. Because Yayav, you know, Yayav is great, and Yayav ends up everyone angry at him. Yayav did a lot of very controversial things. He took on his shoulders to protect the office of David. And he killed people. Killed Avner Ben Ner, mentioned you before, Shaul's general. He killed Shaul's general, but Shaul's general was willing to switch over to David's side already. And then he killed Basha later. Basha you probably never heard of. And also Basha was a great person. And he killed him, and he killed Avshalom. David didn't want you to be killed. David specifically said, don't kill him. It's Avshalom's rebellion. Yayav understood that everything he did was to protect the office of David. And he understood that to protect the office of David, he should do it. So later, David says, you killed people that were greater than you. Killed people that were greater than you, and you made a mistake. And he was with Tzavi Shlaim HaMelech, that Shlaim HaMelech should make sure that he gets punished by Lamazah. Mavram says, make sure you get punished by Lamazah, you shouldn't get punished by Lamazah. Yayav Itzri was a great person. He was also cousin, the first cousin of David. And David said, I couldn't punish him because Yayav was more popular than me. The people would line up behind Yayav and not behind me. He's stronger than me. But you, Shlaima, you're going to be everyone's favorite king. You didn't have the controversies of David, and you'll be able to serate the Shalom Shalom. Ultimately, Yayav, when they wanted to be done him, he ran, Yayanas Yayav, El Ayal Hashem, the Yachsai, the Karnes, and the Zayah. So he thought that it's going to save him. So, you made a mistake. Shayne Kael Adel Agagai, who toughens the Karnaisim. Second mistake. Tosh Shayne Kael Adel Mizbeh, Faisal Lami, who toughens the Shashila. Third mistake. Abaya, is there two mistakes? Three. Did I read it right? Tosh Shayne Kael Agagai, who toughens the Karnaisim. Tosh Shayne Kael Adel Mizbeh, Faisal Lami, toughens the Shashila. Abaya, 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 the third one. Shayne Kael Adel Kayin, Abaya, 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 Abaya. Very strange thing, if you look at Rashi and Navi, in Mavachim Aleph Parak Beis, Rashi says that Yayav made a toast, Vayisei Shah, Shei Nekailet Ella Shayek, and he was amazing. the Rashi says. Very strange. The Gemara says three mistakes. The Rashi has a fourth mistake. Very strange, strange Rashi. Those of you who are Nach, you should know Rashi, the rule is Rashi and Nach goes with the Gemara. The Tzudis doesn't necessarily, the Radak, not necessarily, but Rashi is always with the Gemara's Mahal. And here, for some strange reason, Rashi has a fourth Pshat. A fourth toss. Why he says it, you have to get the tape. It's not a, it seems that there's a Machlekes HaSugyos, kind of amazing. But at any rate, Amrei Shlaki, Sharish Tais, Asit Sari, Shal Raivi Litais. The Sar of Raivi will make three mistakes. The Siv, Mizeh, Bamei Yedeh, Kamek Begadi, Mevatra, Taya, Shedek Lekes, Alabatzer, Mugai, Mevatra. First of all, it's a geography mistake. Two different cities. Taya, Shedek Lekes, Al Shagei, Gumezes. Oh, here it says Al Shagei, Gumezes. Interesting, the Mashah brings some of that guy with this last thing. So now the Gersa, that only two mistakes, that it's Kailer and Malach as well. Avni Nezer wants, not Avni, Avner wants to be Kailer this, and the Shaila of the Malach has a Din Adam, got me certain things. And he brings here the Shaila, it's Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, the latter remarried. You know who he was. He went up, he never died. He went up to Shemayim, he turned from Adam into Malach. He never died. The Shaila, the Chumash Hadeshem, it's Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, is the latter he married. Her husband never died. On the other hand, her husband's not alive anymore. So he has the Shaila, interesting Shaila. So he wants to be Tailed, and whether you have this gear son. Yom Malach is not Adam. Yom became a Malach. If you hold that Malach does have certain aspects of Adam so that you can have a Shaila. No basic forest in the Ir Miklat. The stira, one place it says the tchum is kailik, and one place it says the tchum is not kailik. I'm rabbi, like Hashem. Kan liklait, kan ladr. It's kailik, but you're not allowed to live there. Ladr, tepid by day, nice and sudden, migrash, by migrash, sadeh, by migrash, yeh, by yeh, migrash. You're never allowed to live in the migrash. I'm not chashis, by nitzuchai, alo, lomachilais. It's needed if you would have a cave, which doesn't take up any of the space of the migrash, so above ground, it could be used by the migrash. And he would be still not in the city itself. If he goes chutzlutzkon, umatzai goyal adam baharagoy, neragalav, he gets nisa. What pshat he gets nisa? Come on. Like Rabbi Yaisei Galili, v'reikev v'reve kiva. Rabbi the Gemara, who's amr ki aitana d'tanya, Rabbi Yezer, aimer, ad amdei l'fnei aedal l'mishpat, ma kamad leimer, kishnemer atzai goyal adam, it's right there, yachum niyad. Kamad leimer, ad amdei l'fnei aedal l'mishpat. On the way, what we said last time, that you're not allowed to kill him, if you kill him, your father, that's between Mishpat and going back to the Yom Mikvah, where the two Tavi Yacham walked with him. But on the way there, no. We spoke out already, the Machlekes is the Tumim and the Ksais. Why did he go to Besdin? The Tumim said you need a Psaktin. Without a Psaktin, you're not allowed to kill him. And the Ksais tells you don't need a Psaktin. Why do you go to Mishpat? Could be just a couple of sages. That the person should know that he actually killed, although it seems from the concise that if he saw it, the guy down saw it with his own eyes, that he's allowed to kill the Ritzek. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Kiva, Hayam, Deel, Ifnei, Aedon, Mishpat, Mai, Dar, Shibay, Ome, Bay, Lake, the time. Kiva, Iber, Benayim, Ser, Hedge, Shiro, Echa, Chark, Ser, Nefesh, Shem, and Nisan, and I say, Achiyam, and Bebez, and Acher, Tam, Alay, Mer, Ome, Deel, Ifnei, Aedon, Mishpat, Achiyam, and Bebez, and Acher. And this is a very, also a sadistic idea. If Besdin sees something, do they have to also have Kabbalah Seis?
in the language of Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says, Loi tehei shmiya gedayla meriya. That's the language. The Gemara says that a Bezin sees, let's say Bezin sees Reuven break somebody's window. It's the only Kabbalah Seidus. Bezin just passed him. Without any Kabbalah Seidus. Bezin sees the moon, it just passed him. You don't need a Kabbalah Seidus. The Bezin sees Reuven kill Shimon. So we're saying by Nisa, there's a Kabbalah. That for a Tzicha, you have to have Kabbalah Seidus. But everywhere else, you don't need Kabbalah Seidus. What? That's the same, almost the same thing. Same thing as Einas Adayim. Skip of Einas Adayim. That Einas Adayim, the person who sees it, could pass. That's what we're saying. Okay, no. It's the same thing. Why are they using it? There's a clair. Is what's pshat like to hate Shmiya Gadol Meriah? When you say that if Eidim, if Bezin sees, they don't have to pass it. I have said in the Torah, Pishnei Eidim Yochim Dabar. But there are two ways to learn. You could learn the pshat is that there's Eidim. That's Eidim. Seeing is Eidim. That's called Eidim. Well, who's the Eidim? I mean, they're the Dayanim. But what they saw is like Eidim. What is Eidim? That's Eidim. Eidim is that people come and they say witness. So people come and they do it. That's Eidim. Or, well, maybe the pshat is that you don't need Eidim. That the only reason you need Eidim is to be mevarer the emes. If the emes is mevarer, so then you don't need Eidim. You have two ways for him? Tremendous nafkamina, we'll see in a minute. You have to hear it two ways.
You also tell him you can't see it objectively if you're looking at yourself. If you hear it, then you can think you hear both sides, and you hear like the...
Different people come in with different stories, and so they have a different angle for what's going on. But you saw it yourself, and once they have to hear, you don't know exactly. We don't listen. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. So there are two ways. Again, one shot is that does haste Eidus. Seeing it is also Eidus. And Tysus holds that way. Tysus, a few places hold that they're called Eidus. And Rashi says the pshat is you don't need Eidus. Rashi Rosh Hashanah says that you don't need Eidus. Pshat and Rashi is. And Eidus is only a hechatimsa to know the Eidus. But if you don't have the hechatimsa, if you know the Eidus without it, so you don't need witnesses. One nafkamina between them is if you have a din of Eidus Shiat Yochel Azimah. There's a case that's actually brought down in the Gemara where a treifa, a man is a treifa. A treifa is somebody who has a hole in his lung or a hole in his heart. He's a treifa. And he kills. When the treifa kills, does he get Misa? So the Gemara says no. Eidus Shiat Yochel Azimah. Two people say Eidus, they saw a treifa kill. They tried to give him Misa of Achaya Shah. David Shiat Yechazim, they give them Misa of Achaya Ayla. So if the Trefa kills, and witnesses come to Bezdin, you don't give Misa to the Trefa. What happens if Bezdin saw a Trefa kill? Do they give a Misa? If Bezdin saw a Trefa kill, do they give a Misa? Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva, by dealing in the Pashas, you don't say like Deshmei Gedele Maria anyway. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, this Dr. Bookman, would you say like Deshmei Gedele Maria in such a case? In your hold that it's Eidus, you need Eidus Shat Yechol Azimah. If you hold that you don't need Eidus, you don't need Eidus Shat Yechol Azimah. Now what? Okay, again, a car of a pipe, the person who did the killing was a car, and then they'll fuss up the day on him anyway. So that will pass him a day, will pass him an ayah, I don't know. Almost there. Anyway, the biggest nafkamina is something we spoke about earlier in the year. Is it enough to have Yediyah to Vokim Eidus? Let's say you have let's say today they have circumstantial evidence that Kemp is irrefutable. Let's say DNA, a fingerprint, something that can't be refuted. I don't know if there's such a thing, but let's say there will be such a thing. Could you paskin dinim based on yediyah? Could you paskin halachas based on yediyah? So Bachman uses the expression like the yediyah gedayla meriyah. Baruch is like the shiyah gedayla meriyah. Bachman says if you hold the pshat is you don't need edus, just need yediyah. By the idea of the Maria, that she'd be allowed to paskin based on knowing. I mentioned to you that who aid Vira or Yoda. This is the Machlaikas in the Achrayim. If the idea is good enough, if you know something without any witnesses, could you paskin based on it? And L'chaira, it would be Tobi, this Chakira. This Chakira, and Psha is Psha, that you don't need Aiden, because the idea is good enough. But Psha, you need Aiden, and seeing it is an Aiden. Right, when Nachum asked before that they won't be able to be impartial, actually the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, you know there's a pasuk by giving the pasuk to the Yitzilai Ha'eda, that the Bezna had to try to find a way out there. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, there are no dinei nefashis, you don't say like Heshmir Gedolim, yeah? Because the Inan, the Yitzilai Ha'eda, the lack of. It's lacking in the Yitzilai Ha'eda, as the Gemara says there. That's a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, there's a kasim. That's on the side of the page, Ayin Taisis Rosh Hashanah Chavav, Taisis yes to stira. And our Gemara says, Beit Din Hefashis, there's a kasim. And see on the right side of the column, Ayin Taisis Rosh Hashanah Chavav, in brackets, on the side. Maybe you don't have it. But anyway, the stira between the two circles. And back to the Gemara. But command Yama Laya Bidar Tashim the Yadam to do that. Amra, I am Saba command Yama Dibra Tarak Washim the Yadam. So I say to Kamar Mitzilasi, Mitzilasi, Mazin Nerak, the Shaggy Gaima. A Saifai, the Mazin Nerak, the Shaggy Gaim, Tanikada, Av Shaharak Benai Nasa like Gaya Ladam, and Yidach Aim Benai Nasa like Gaya Ladam. Lay Maharab Yasik Lina Harab Akiva, it is not. Bailman Yamisa Bailman is just Mishari, Bamra Barfunda, the Kintendra Bishmael. The chol ain't a bad nasa shliach loving b'akas del kolasa. Puts me mesis. Shari omer tayo leisach lo leisach asola. And lo akasha ha b'dnai ha b'bendanai. So what does our Gemara say? That a son is not allowed to hit or be mekalo his father. Problem is that the chiyudim to a father are totally in leisemaisiyamta. Right, if you use him to a father, say the father's a Russian. If he's a there's been a saying like Kaisa Ula Kalalay. So then why is there a problem? He's not always an idea, but so why is there a problem with the Ben hitting or being the call of the father? The problem with this Gemara? I don't know how many of you are keeping up with me, but those who are, Shmuel Rizovsky has a very nice piece on this, and very geshmack a piece, he has two tzurim, and Hashem will speak it out tomorrow. Also, in Pesachim, we had a lot of Nefesh Leimus, which is not in our back, we're going to use this to say for a lot of Pesachim, we haven't done a lot of pieces on Pesachim. We didn't have anything in Marcus yet. There's a tshuva, a nice tshuva has to do with this crisis, which is our next meeting, next Gemara, in the Mishnah Shleimai, Chavit Gimel, I think it's Kupai and Tess. And those two things will speak out tomorrow, if you don't mind, 11:30 tomorrow. Okay, it's about 11:30, and hopefully we'll get there close.